This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Maybe you've put a little money into a Kickstarter, donating online to fund somebody's creative project, a movie, an art exhibit, that kind of thing. But so far, getting investments directly from the public hasn't been an option for small companies. The Jobs Act was supposed to fix that, but Washington has been slow to make it happen. So some states are going ahead on their own. Jim Burris reports on what's called equity crowdfunding.
Sean Lee gets crowdfunding. Without Kickstarter, he might not be in this industrial loft near downtown Atlanta turning oil cans into $300 electric guitars.
Since the body is metal, not only are you picking up stuff from the strings, you're picking up stuff from the can as well. So just from it like rubbing up against your body, just you get like a really unique tone.
A few years ago, Sean and his brother Adam noticed this unique tone coming from a street musician in their native South Africa. They brought an oil can guitar back to Atlanta. Lots of folks started asking where they could get one. So Adam says it seemed logical to start a business. They named it Bohemian Guitars.
And over time, the demand grew and grew and grew, and we realized we were onto something special here.
But they burned through the original $55,000 raised from Kickstarter, and banks have said no for loans big and small. Bohemian Guitars needs $150,000 to expand. To get that, the brothers are poised to test a new kind of crowdfunding. They'll sell shares to fellow Georgians. That's not as easy as it sounds. To curb fraud during the Great Depression, Washington banned private companies from soliciting investment from the general public. Since then, only wealthy people have been able to buy shares of firms not listed on a stock exchange. Last year's Jobs Act was supposed to change that, but the SEC is still deciding on rules for ordinary investors. Georgia already has a fix.
We passed this rule in 2011. I kept wondering who was going to catch on to it.
The rule Vincent Russo is talking about is the Invest Georgia exemption. Russo is general counsel for the Georgia Secretary of State. He says federal law allows states to regulate commerce inside their borders. Georgia's exemption lets small, local firms raise up to $1 million by selling shares to state residents.
You should be able to invest your money and get a return on local projects that you believe in.
Megan Johnson is a lawyer turned entrepreneur. We spoke outside a deserted Atlanta storefront where a failed effort to bring in a business sparked her interest in crowdfunding.
The fact that our archaic security laws have prevented that from being a possibility is crazy.
Johnson and business partner Jeff Bacarius were among the earliest to spot the crowdfunding potential in Georgia's exemption. Now, they're about to launch Spark Market, an online service to link startups with equity investors. Bacarius says Bohemian Guitars is Spark Market's first customer.
There are no crowdfunding experts. There are only crowdfunding enthusiasts, and that's what Spark Market is, and we're learning and growing together from that point.
They anticipate growing pains along the way, like competition. Another Georgia site is already up and running. Then there's convincing locals to buy in, despite concerns about fraud. Johnson says investors should understand there are other risks.
A lot of the businesses that will ultimately seek raises through Spark Market will be new and untested business models.
Like crowdfunding itself. Georgia followed Kansas into this market. North Carolina and Washington State are also considering crowdfunding laws. Adam Lee believes Bohemian Guitars will validate the concept and send a message to big financiers who now snub his company.
It's not something that they see as a long-term investment, and we're going to prove everyone wrong.
And on the eve of offering shares, Bohemian just landed Urban Outfitters as its biggest customer yet. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.